Audio Gravity, 17th of October, 2000, I can't even say it, 2009. Good morning. First link today is mashcast.com. Don't know what this is. Some kind of weird sort of collaborative sort of mashup, sort of thrown together IM chat thing. But I saw a video supposedly made with Mashcast at the start of 140 conference in LA. I've been allowed to look at the site. There isn't any download for the Mac, very similar to the way that Uvu was released, you know, Windows client, no Mac client. And I always worry when there isn't a sort of fourth thought, if you like, to have clients released all at the same time. That's what has been amazing about Air applications, is that, you know, you write it once and it works pretty much on any platform. Although there is problems associated with having Air applications, that's, they don't always work or function in the same way across all different operating systems. But I just don't get what this does. I mean, it's just, it sounds like somebody's thrown loads of really cool buzzwords in a hat and tried to make an application out of it. And I don't know if it's because they're trying to own a space with it, or if it is really something sort of groundbreaking or something to use, but it just seems like a mishmash of stuff, really. Sharing ideas with friends, like what? Multimedia, not sure what you mean by multimedia. Does that mean you can upload sound, video, what? Distribute it, I don't know. Instant messaging, lots of stuff does that already. Push to talk, broadcasting images or video, and then you get a weird bit, which is making animated mashups. Now, I think if Mashcast was a standalone product doing that, then there might be some sort of really good crossover there, but it just seems like too much bolted together in too much in a small space. But that's not I can't write it off completely because I don't know how it works yet. I don't have a PC, so I can't test it. And I will be looking again at it probably when the Mac client is released, if ever, because sometimes these things tend to just die away. Next link is over on blip.fm/WXTC. This is an account on blip.fm where lots of people's podcasts are pulled in, aggregated into one account. And if you use blip.fm at all, you'll know it's sort of like a mini musical station that you can sort of DJ your own tracks by searching for the name of the track, and you can play it on your playlist, very much like Twitter style. But what they're doing is aggregating some really good podcasts in, and you just subscribe to this account, and obviously it pops up in your playlist. You might be listening to some music, and then you get a podcast. It's quite nice. Next link today is tracebullet.com. Bang, and you've got the data, so you can track either a URL or IP, host name to the IP, check a certain port, you can ping requests a certain amount of times. And what I like about Tracebullet is that it doesn't have all the advertising as yet, and it seems to do exactly like it says on the tin, instead of having to go through a site, which is, I used to use dnsstuff.com, but then it just sort of went all a bit downhill from then. As soon as the advertising arrived, should I say. Next link is over on Japagizmo, I can't say that domain name, I don't know why they've called it that, japagizmo.wordpress.com. I'll put all the links in the show notes. This is a little $60 spy camera, which is no bigger than a button for the actual lens. It's 1.5 hours of video at 15 frames per second. It's got 4 gig of internal memory, and it only weighs a few ounces. You can get it from Thanko, which is raremonoshop.com. So if you're into little gadgets and reasonably priced ones at that, I'm seeing a lot of these little niche gadgets coming out from China, and I think they're sort of trying to claw back some trade, because obviously we're not importing and exporting a hell of a lot from there at the moment. Next link is glimfish.com. 130 icons for iPhone applications, designed and carefully optimized for use on toolbars and tab bars in iPhone applications. They're also perfect for Android apps. Really, really nice set of icons. You can use them on a website, or you can use them, like they say, in an iPhone application. And there's a license shared under the Creative Commons attribution license. And they're also on Twitter, and they've got a bunch of applications out as well. Groceries, Bird Brain app, the iSale Garage app, Harvest app, Twitter Later, Shows, TimeLog 4, and Twitter Time. That's over on glimfish.com. Next link today is, and final link today actually, is trackyour.com. 60-second reputation monitoring guaranteed, online reputation monitoring, social media monitoring tools. If you have a brand or a product, or you're trying to work out the return on investment of actually doing this project, it might be a good idea to try and automate your online reputation monitoring, so that you can respond quickly to anybody who's talking good or bad things about your product or service. And I think you'll start to see a lot more of these monitoring tools and filtering tools in the next 6 months. That's it today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.